3. The Son and Spirit in time and space. Neither the eternal Son nor the infinite Spirit is limited or conditioned by either time or space, but most of their offspring are. The infinite Spirit pervades all space and indwells the circle of eternity. Still, in their personal contact with the children of time, the personalities of the infinite Spirit must often reckon with temporal elements, though not so much with space. Many mind ministries ignore space, but suffer a time lag in affecting coordination of diverse levels of universe reality. A solitary messenger is virtually independent of space, except that time is actually required in traveling from one location to another, and there are similar entities unknown to you. In personal prerogatives, a creative spirit is wholly and entirely independent of space, but not of time. There is no specialized personal presence of such a universe spirit on either the constellation or system headquarters. She is equally and diffusely present throughout her entire local universe and is, therefore, just as literally and personally present on one world as on any other. Only as regards the element of time is a creative spirit ever limited in her universe ministrations. A creator son acts instantaneously throughout his universe, but the creative spirit must reckon with time in the ministration of the universal mind, except as she consciously and designedly avails herself of the personal prerogatives of the universe son. In pure spirit function, the creative spirit also acts independently of time as well as in her collaboration with the mysterious function of universe reflectivity. Though the spirit-gravity circuit of the eternal Son operates independently of both time and space, all functions of the Creator's sons are not exempt from space limitations. If the transactions of the evolutionary worlds are accepted, these Michael sons seem to be able to operate relatively independent of time. A creator son is not handicapped by time, but he is conditioned by space. He cannot personally be in two places at the same time. Michael of Nebadon acts timelessly within his own universe, and by reflectivity practically so in the superuniverse. He communicates timelessly with the eternal Son directly. The divine minister is the understanding helper of the creator Son, enabling him to overcome and atone for his inherent limitations regarding space. For when these two function in administrative union, they are practically independent of time and space within the confines of their local creation. Therefore, as practically observed throughout a local universe, the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit usually function independently of both time and space, since there is always available to each the time and the space liberation of the other. Only absolute beings are independent of time and space in the absolute sense. The majority of the subordinate persons of both the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit are subject to both time and space. When a creative spirit becomes space conscious, she is preparing to recognize a circumscribed space domain as hers, a realm in which to be space free in contradistinction to all other space by which she would be conditioned. One is free to choose and act only within the realm of one's consciousness.